Never made it as a wise man. I couldn't cut it as a poor man stealing. Tired of living like a blind man. I'm sick of sight without a sense of feeling. And this is how you remind me.
Welcome, this Hobbits, back to Not a Hobby, Week 7. This day marks 3 weeks away from the most important election of our life. And guess what? We're not even going to touch on that subject. We're going right to NFL. Week 6 records. Q went 2-1. Nato went 2-1. Jimmy 1-0. All-time records. Q is hitting at 50%. Nato is hitting at 41%. A valiant reversion to the mean from his week 3, 29%. This was to be predicted. We talked about it. We'll likely see some L's ahead, but in the meantime, it's been a really nice comeback. Jimmy Dickles is hitting at 80% with a little bit of plus odds sprinkled in there. And I think before we get to week 8 picks, let's just go around the room and say our relationship status for all the Hobbit listeners.
Oh boy.
We'll start with producer Pat. He's got a layup, I think.
We're married with child.
Married with child.
Expecting another.
Well, oh.
Nope.
Okay.
No chance.
Married not with child from Jimmy Dickles. And the two that we probably care the most about are Nato and Q here, as we've briefly touched on in recent episodes. Nato, why don't you take first, this one?
I'm single. I guess you could say I'm looking. You know, relationships, men or women, friendships are welcomed as well. You know, if we're talking about intimacy, I prefer the female, but
that could be a damning clip if we chop that up correctly.
Wow. I didn't even Jimmy. I didn't think Jimmy would fall to this 2024 editorialism, journalistic reproach.
A little bit of gotcha.
Yeah. Looking for something, I guess, men or women, you know, I want a net positive gain.
Mm-hmm. I've got a follow up to that. Is the saying all is fair in love and war applicable in your life currently, and or hold any weight in your heart?
If you're talking about Chuck Dickens, Charles, and his books that he writes, I think that's who quoted that.
I think it was Sun Tzu of the Ming Dynasty, but
it's applicable. I mean, I think that's applicable to everyone's life. All is fair in love and war, and I think we'll just leave it at that.
Okay, I won't prod.
Q, please take me away from Jimmy's
questioning. Under the microscope. Good question, Tom. Yeah, so after that Alabama game, we're pretty locked down. Let's subtract the pretty from that. You know, moving forward, I think.
Guys, that was just a bait question to get to Q's answer, which I think lived up to the anticipation.
Oh, my gosh. Q is quite the paradox. He's known for his long arithmetic and standardized test taking, but when it comes to using his brain to talk, he might be one of the lower on the list.
No, words or numbers, not words. That's always been my thing.
How many numbers of pi can you, how many digits can you recite?
You know who's actually really good at this is Tramiel Robinson. I think he can get out to like 20.
Wow.
I've got about 3.14159265.
Way too many already.
You were ready for that?
That's crazy. None of that was rehearsed.
Tramiel's got me by about 10 digits, though.
Tama?
Tramiel.
Okay. Well, great. I think the male Baggins, our Q&A section, I think that was a common question, was just what are some relationships here? Whether that was from the female audience perspective or the male, primarily from the male, honestly. So we want to be clear. We want to, have some clarity with our listeners. And we won't prod anymore, but you're welcome to drop a question into the mailbag.
Yeah, and this is all confidential to the hobbits yourselves. So, you know, if you're a hobbit yourself, you are privileged to this information, but, you know.
If you were to get on Facebook, keep Zag in, if I may say.
Yeah.
Sure. Why not?
This is a tight-knit circle.
If you were to get on Facebook and review the relationship status, Hayden, go first. Would it say, what would yours say?
It would say single.
Can we just do this?
It wouldn't say, can't you do pretty complicated ones now? I think you can write your own status.
Yeah. Mine would say single, looking for friendship.
And Murray's would say, it would probably still say,
I've been on Facebook since 2012.
What a deflection. All right, let's get to some picks.
Yep. All right, let's move into week 7 picks. Since y'all both tied, we'll go to the week 6 results for who starts.
Nada.
That would be, oh my gosh, y'all tied in week.
I think it's me. I think I still have the honors.
Yeah. We went strike on the last two, but I had it open the week before.
Yeah.
You closed it. Great.
All right. Well, my first pick, it's my Scarlet Letter play of the week. I have a tenuous grasp on what that book even means. So,
Emma Stone pick, or are you using the literary significance?
If this doesn't make sense, just bear with me. I'll get there. Like I said, tenuous grasp on the story. Was that Chuck Dickens as well?
You're a regular wordsmith today.
Right. So all the signs, every sign that could be pointing to this game points to taking the Steelers. Mike Tomlin's a short home dog. Aaron Rodgers Jong-un is just getting coaches fired, bringing players in, has free reign to do whatever he wants, and clearly it's not working. Mm. And then I have a third sign that's most important sign. It's a working theory that I have for y'all. So, Jimmy, do you know who owns the New York Jets?
What a ridiculous question to ask me.
Woody something?
So it's Woody Johnson.
Yeah.
Great-grandson of Robert Wood Johnson I, heir to Johnson & Johnson.
You're lying.
Also, Woody Johnson was the number one recruiter of Aaron Rodgers when they went out to get him. So I have a running theory that Aaron Rodgers is out to sabotage the Johnson name for their stance against holistic medicine.
Wow.
And the role that they played in the COVID-19 vaccine.
This is incredible.
Okay. So all of these signs.
Johnson Gates.
I'm taking the Jets minus 2.
What are the Jets ATS this year?
I think they're 2-3, actually. Mm. So Jets minus 2.5 because Mike Tomlin has committed the cardinal sin, thus earning the Scarlet Letter play of the week.
Thank you so much for giving
they're 2-4. Sorry
to that pick. I'm not going to lie. Scarlet Letter, it's an A, if I recall.
Well, I haven't.
It's got to be the Arizona Cardinals.
I haven't told you the cardinal sin.
Oh
wow. Sorry.
He's starting Russie over Jussie.
No, he's not.
You can't put Mr. Unlimited in for a quarterback that's 4-2 with 10 touchdowns and 1 interception.
Is that confirmed?
Confirmed. Mr. Unlimited is going to be trotted out there to play against the Jets, and that's the cardinal sin. Give me the Jets minus 2.5.
Oh, that's enough for me to, root for Big Pharma and the Jets.
As Aaron Rodgers would say, he's a pharmacrat.
Wait, so you are on the Steelers or Jets? I blacked
out. It's the Scarlet Letter play of the week. It's the Jets minus 2.5.
Oh.
I like that play.
He's not no longer sabotaging?
No, still sat. All the signs point to the Steelers, but Mike Tomlin committed the Scarlet Sin or the Cardinal Sin.
I see.
And gets the Scarlet Letter.
No, words, not number. Or
clear as mud. Clear as mud.
You can also pick the Cardinals if y'all didn't connect any of that.
All right, we'll go with my first one. It is Harry Potter 3, Prisoner of Azkaban. Play of the week.
Oh yeah, couple potheads right here.
The Colts minus 3.5 versus the Dolphins. So this is A. Rich's third stint starting, because he started last year, got hurt, started this year, got hurt. So the Colts are the prisoner of Azkaban with Arich. I don't really know what I'm inferring from that. But I don't know. I don't have much to say. I'm struggling.
Flacco kind of looks like Hagrid. Skinnier Hagrid.
Yeah, Flacco would play the role of Ron Weasley.
Of course.
I don't know where I'm going with this, but
great.
Nato, your next one.
Great imagination.
All right. My next one is going to be the Seattle Seahawks +3 versus the Falcons. Seattle this year is 1-4-1 against the spread, and they're currently on a 3-game skid. After starting 3-0, they have lost their prior 3 games, and I think this is the definition of a get-right game. They play a fraudulent Atlanta Falcons team that has been skating by the skin of their
four.
Put a bleep in there, producer Pat, by the skin of their
four.
So yeah, Seahawks +3 get right game against a pretty fraudulent Falcons team.
Yeah.
Where is that one?
It is in the Mercedes Dome.
I think they've hosted every game this year. I don't think.
Have y'all seen their food selection?
Mercedes?
I haven't.
You get the most absurd food items for like $9.
Foie gras?
I'll be there for SEC championship when the Commodores are there at the end of the year.
Absolutely.
All right, my next one is Raiders +5.5 at the Rams. This is solely a Aiden O'Connell pick. He is my guy. He was on my dynasty team. I unfortunately had to trade him away at the trade deadline last year, and I'm just paying him back with this pick. So
he's ass.
He is not ass. He is Tom Brady 2.0, and I will stay committed to that.
He is buns and looks nothing like Tom Brady.
He's the 20th best quarterback in the league.
What's his name?
Aiden O'Connell.
Played at Purdue.
Never watched a snap of his game.
He's not even the best quarterback on the roster.
He is the best quarterback in the game.
Respect. Respect. All right. Well, my final throw, I'll go New York Giants +3 versus the Eagles. It's a divisional home dog. Philadelphia's margins of victory this year have been by 4, by 3, and by 5. And their 2 L's, they've gotten blown out by 1 and lost by 1. So they typically play a close game, and if not, they're going to get blown out. And I think the Giants have been playing pretty well without their best player because he wants to go to Travis Scott concerts. But they get Malik Nabers back. And this is just a division that's kind of open for the taking. And, you know, the Commanders are in first right now, but the Giants are hungry to make their way. I think the Eagles and the Cowboys are going to kind of fall by the wayside. And this is a Commanders Giants year to take the East. So give me the Giants +3 versus the Eagles.
Love it. All right. My last one is the Niners. Is this, the primetime afternoon slot against the Chiefs. They're getting healthy. Honestly, don't think this is going to be a close one. The Chiefs have been pretty fraudulent. So, yeah, I like some maybe alt-line Niners plays if I can pull
I like that.
Jimmy Dickles.
I like that. Is there going to be an undefeated team in Week 8?
Who do the Vikings play?
Vikings play the Lions. Very juicy game.
Yeah.
Will you be wearing Levi's watching that game? Isn't that what their stadium is, the Levi Stadium?
Yeah. I will not be, but
okay.
I don't think I've ever worn a pair of Levi's.
What's your go-to pant?
Pant? Oh, they're pants. I thought they were shoes.
Hasn't taken off his polo khakis that his mom got him in third grade for however many years that is.
What are those things called when they have them?
Zip offs?
The pants indented.
Pleats?
Pleats. Yeah, I was a pleated pants guy.
You're a pleated quarter.
They were balloon pants. It was, they were massive.
I mean, could y'all be wanting to hear anything more ideal from your quant?
I mean, Levi's were shoes. That's got to be the most worn pant in American history.
Yeah, I thought they were a shoe brand.
No.
Yeah, that's a.
I'm a pleated brand. Khakis till I go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You still have those from elementary school days. Because you're.
Yeah. Thank you, Joe Morrison, for those. Oh, I just revealed my last name.
Q. Where do you get your haircut?
I used to go to this place, in Chicago. I have a place now in Nashville called, what's it called?
Hell of a widow speak.
If it's not called Sports Clips,
then you're doing something it's wrong. Uncle's no. Classic Barbershop.
Are you serious?
I don't think you're welcome at that one.
I was a Sports Clips guy for...
What does a cut run you?
Maybe a half unit.
Whoa,
that's no. All right, so 6,000 bowls of ramen. Got it. I actually had this revelation the other day when I was getting my hair cut at Sports Clips. There's not a better place on the planet than Sports Clips.
Well,
my girl Kenzie gets me so right. She's approaching her normal shelf life for a Sports Clips hair cutter of about 6 months. You know, it's like just the time where you get comfortable with them. Then they leave you, they go on to supercuts. So I got to make sure she stays, but she gives me the massage. She gives me that hot towel. She must not have nerve endings or pain receptors on her fingers. Cause she's like, all right, here's the hot towel. Let me know if it's hot. Third degree burns on my face.
Hashtag like, goodbye, Kinsey.
That's great, Kinsey. But yes, then you get the massage and then gotta leave, go back to the real world. But Sports Clips is the goat.
It's impressive you remember your hair stylist's name. I'm also a Sports Clips man, but normally I'm just watching the TV, just first man up. Hey, you're still getting an echo. Turn that earpiece down a little.
She makes me look down too much, so I can't see the TV, but yeah, I'm a big Sports Clips guy.
Yeah, nice.
All right, Jimmy, take us away.
Okay, my pick isn't very glamorous this week. I've started reading. This pick is really more just to open up some discussion amongst the hosts here, because I'm actually genuinely curious what you would think. So I'm reading this book called Nuclear War: A Simulation, and it is a really interesting book. It walks exactly through
Oppenheimer.
This is like, you know, the next country to launch a nuke and sort of how the United States will proceed in that once that starts. I'm still getting an echo. Is it me? In the book, it made me think about if I were in the United States and a nuclear missile hit the United States, a nuke is on the table, where would I want to be? Where would I want to go? And then it made me kind of think if I were in that place, what NFL team would I probably be rooting for? So I just wanted to open, this is more of an intellectual conversation. There's no comedy here. I'm curious where in the continental US, we're not giving you Alaska or Hawaii, although you probably wouldn't want to be on Hawaii, but in the continental US, where would you want to be? And I'll tell you where I picked and which team I'm picking as a result.
One question before we, do we have which country is firing this, or could it be any country?
Yeah, well,
good question. It's a nuke.
It's a great question. There's the way I think about it, there's probably two most predictable ways. I think Iran's about a week away from a nuclear missile, and they're actively engaged in war with Israel. So I think the most likely scenario is maybe a nuke is fired in that region of the world. But let's just say the North Koreans fired on America, because I think that's probably the second most likely.
If North Korea nukes America, print this, but put it out, put it on my tombstone. I want to be the epicenter of the blast radius. I want to be the first to go because I don't want to be living in a world post-nuke. I can only imagine how crazy that would be. And on my tombstone, just put a little New York Giants emblem on there and just say, I'm rooting for the Giants. But you put me down for buried, epicenter of blast radius. I want to be first to go via nuke.
Golly.
Wow. Week 7 morbid is the title.
Uh-huh.
Or, I would be Survivor. In... I think I'd lean... close to Canada. I'd go, does North Dakota touch Canada? No.
It does. Yes.
It does. I might be Dakota? The north part of North Dakota.
Murray, you and I are on the exact same page. I want to be Midwest, middle, if anything, a little bit more west. Like if Montana had a team, it would be the Montana, Bearcats or whatever. That would be the team this week. But it's not. The most northern central is the Vikings, and I hate the line -1.5 against the Lions.
I forgot this was a pick,
but I am gonna go. So that's my first leg. This is a parlay. We're not doing alt lines today for this pick. We're gonna go Vikings -1.5. That's just you start over, you get north, you get up to the Hudson Bay, and you put your flag right there on the coast and you start over. And if y'all have never seen the Hudson Bay, it is a sight to behold. I mean, it is so, so large.
Is that in Minnesota? Is that Minneapolis?
No.
I've never heard of the Hudson Bay.
Ontario, Manitoba. That's in the Canadian province is plural. So anyway, yeah, I was just, it's made me, what was the Netflix show or Apple show too. This is the end. I was just walking through simulations. Nope, not that one.
The one that the Obamas made.
Oh, is that so? We are getting political in this.
Hey, episode. I was just citing the producer.
Sure. So anyway, and then the worst city would obviously be DC. So I hate to do it, but we're going to take Vikings -1.5 and Panthers +8 in a parlay. And we're the nuclear parlay. I don't know what we'll call it.
So this is your nuclear parlay.
Yep.
Oh man. I'm glad
really not meant to be funny, but if y'all want to, I thought that would be more of a discussion, less of a rant for me, but
well, I mean, I can explain my
shy host today. Yeah, give us an explanation of why you want to die.
I mean, I feel like y'all think my response is nihilistic, but I would argue it's the opposite. I mean,
I believe it's nihilistic.
Nile?
Yeah. Hey, NATO pulled a cue there for sure.
You know, phonics is up for interpretation. But yeah, I mean, what life is there to live for if everyone's getting nuked by each other? And I'm just here to live for the greater good. And I think we might be beyond that. There's no such thing as a greater good if we're renuking everybody.
I think I want to stay alive, but
I was thinking I think Canada is a pretty likable country broadly.
Agreed.
Got some French culture, some other maybe some Russian culture.
Oh, I'm not escaping there for the culture. I'm going to
Escaping there for the like they're not going to go anywhere near Canada.
It's kind of what I'm thinking.
So that's my safe spot is north part of North Dakota.
I mean, if y'all couldn't rely on infrastructure and had to build your own cabin, you would freeze to death.
No.
Yes.
I think you'd be, no.
Gary incorrect. Paulson, Hatchet, would you take that book with you?
Who's that?
Oh, you don't remember Hatchet?
What's
Call
Hatchet?
Yourself a reader.
I'll have a Hatchet.
Q. Would you build a cabin?
Q might not survive, but
a wood cabin? Or what kind of cabin are we talking about?
Well, typically they're made of wood.
Yeah.
Vibranium cabin.
Yeah. If you want to go smaller scale, it'd be like a Lincoln log cabin, but I'd think you're sleeping
igloo.
In that. Oh, yeah, igloo. Yeah. I think you wouldn't fare well with that one either.
What are those
I don't know.
go in igloos.
Would you be a hunter, Eskimo. A hunter, or a gatherer?
Mm-hmm.
I'll answer gatherer. I hope the rapture can kill a antelope because you'll be starving in your igloo.
Yeah.
I think subterranean might be the move.
What's subterranean? Oh, under earth. No, I'd rather die.
Come
just for a little.
What about Zuckerberg's place in Hawaii? Underground.
I think he's got a couple of. I think he does maybe have a few observation windows in there. I mean, that thing's getting. That's a weird. Weird perspective. If he's putting like what 100 to 200 million of his own net worth into just a nuclear bunker in Hawaii.
Yeah.
That doesn't foreshadow well.
Yeah. And it's not even like a bunker. It's just a different realm of life. Like if life ceased to exist up here with the common folk, he could live there for the remainder of his life.
Yeah. He's our fighting chance as a civilization.
I'm taking Elon's spaceship to Mars. I would way rather go to Mars than live in a post-nuclear Earth lifestyle.
That's an interesting question. Would you rather go to Mars or live in a nuclear Armageddon?
Now we're going Martian. A little Matt Damon action.
And then I would start my own NFL in Mars.
Yes. Would you change any rules?
Oh yes, absolutely.
Probably the cap, the cap size.
Hip drop tackles done. I kind of like the hard. I kind of like the hard cap in the NFL, honestly. I mean, I can only imagine if it were like the MLB, and we just have one player worth an entire team's payroll.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How many folks you plan on getting up there in that first?
I mean, that's up to Elon.
Okay.
And his ingenuity.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I think now we're rambling. I should have prepped y'all on that question. Might have been a healthier discussion. All right, I think that does that do it? Any final thoughts?
I'm good.
I'm chilling. It was a C minus game today.
Did you take a Dramamine before this episode?
I might have taken an Advil PM.
I saw you crushing a Celsius.
I needed the Celsius. It
palpitations.
A caffeine zero kind.
A caffeine zero Celsius.
It's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah.
All right. So what teams are y'all rooting for?
Oh, wait, we had one question. From one hobbit.
Long.
Should we just Grizz Next Gen? We'll get to you next episode. Appreciate the question.
Might as well ask it now.
Yeah, you're here. Grizz Next Gen.
Okay. Grizz Next Gen sent a DM question and said, after getting one of your white whale guests in Diego Pavia, who are some other guests you'd want to show on the show?
I think there's just one answer.
I have mine. The Rapture.
I'd say Diego again.
Oh, I was gonna say Jay Cutler.
Oh yeah, that would be the white whale. Diego, big news. Diego has supplanted Cutler in my all-time.
That's your background is no longer his hair.
Cutler's no, hair. It is no longer.
It's DP. Yeah.
It's my family, but yeah.
Second white whale would be Charles Dickens.
Yeah, or Nietzsche.
Jimmy?
I said mine. I can come up with another.
Who'd you say?
I said the Rapture, but we can do another.
Yeah.
God, I'll stay with
her. I don't think we're going to be able to get Rapture on.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
All right, signing off.
Cheers.